The bionic elbow, Greg Valentine. Greg?
Hello, Rich. How you doing?
Well, I'm here.
This may seem off the wall to you and some of the fans out there, but I'd like to call, right now, I'd like to call Ric Flair out here. I know he's in
Ric Flair.
Studio. Yes. I would like to talk to him in front of all the fans out there in TV land and the fans here in the studio audience.
Okay. Well, Ric Flair, I know he was here at the studio early. I don't know that he's still here, but if we can get him out.
Well, I hope he's still here because I have a few things I want to get off my chest, and I think you'll be very interested to hear what I've got to say.
Step between you guys, and sometimes I kind of don't want to step between you because I don't know what's going to happen, but you want him out here? Here he is.
Well, Rick,
real hard to believe. I can't imagine what you would want me for. You know, I got 1,000 things to do when I'm here. I got to answer letters to fans. I got to make personal appearances, and you, a guy that turned his back on me, wants me to walk out here and talk to you.
Wait a minute. I would like to say one thing. I know you're the U.S. champion. You're a very good U.S. champion. I want to tell you that right now. I still have a lot of respect for you, Rick. I want to say one thing, and I want all the people out there to hear this as well as you. And I've made a mistake. And I know that, I know it's hard for you to believe that I'm saying this, but I have made a mistake, and I've done a lot of thinking. I've done a lot of thinking the last couple of weeks. 6 months ago, I came in from New York, and I asked you to be my partner again, and I was very rude to you. Right here, I think it was in the same studio. But I would just like to say right now, Rick, that that it's never been the same. It has never been the same in the ring without you. It's never been the same outside the ring without you. When we were together that 2 to 3 years, it was the most fantastic time in my professional wrestling career. I want you to know that, and I am speaking from the bottom of my heart. I am sincere. This is no joke. And I wish that you would take me, or at least consider or think about it, take me back as your partner. I'm not asking you to come on my side and be my partner. I'm asking you to take me back. You understand what I'm saying?
Great. This is a surprise to me. I would never expect this.
I can't believe what you're saying. Do you realize the money that we've thrown away by you not thinking about this earlier? Remember what I told you? I said you come on this side of the fence, you get to enjoy life, you get nice letters from people that believe in you, you get to enjoy life without people throwing stuff at you and calling your names, you get to hold your head up high. I told you this 6 months ago. I can't believe you come out here. I think you're a hell of a man for standing out here and admitting it if you're sincere. And I really wish you were. Because if I could believe that you were sincere and you and I could get it together again, brother, I got 2 guys, 3 guys in line that just couldn't handle Valentine and Flair, my friend, side by side again. But I just find it hard to believe that you can call me out here.
Let me say one more thing. Now, maybe a lot of the fans don't know this, but we had one heck of a wrestling match just about a week ago in Greensboro, North Carolina, for your U.S. belt, your gold, you call it. And I just want to say we went the time limit. It was a 60-minute time limit. It was the toughest match that I've ever had in my professional wrestling career. I just want you to let you know that I think you're the most fantastic wrestler of all time. I mean, I'm sincere. I'm sincere. You're one tough dude. Nobody could beat us together in that ring. And I still have all the respect and admiration I always had for you, Rick. I mean, we were the best of friends. I just want to seal it, and I want you to think about being my partner. I just want to shake your hand, really. I mean, at least do that. At least think about it.
Man, you know, you make my heart flutter when you talk to me like that, because if I could believe you, brother.
I'm sincere. I am sincere.
If you're sincere,
I'm sincere,
and you want to come over to my side of the track, you want to lead that life that I'm leading right now, hey, I'm going to give it some serious thought. If you can stand out here, Valentine, I've never said you weren't a man, and I've never said you weren't a double tough guy. I told everybody that. I'll always respect you. You're on, and I'll give it some thought.
All right, Greg.
That's
as much a surprise to me, I think, as it is to Rick.
Well, I've done a lot of thinking in the last couple of weeks. I mean, this is honestly, the way I feel, you know, it's never been the same. It's never been the same being in the ring with other partners. I'm not taking away anything away from the other partners I've had, but I mean, the thing that me and Ric Flair had together was the best.
A heck of a combination. I'll admit that. I'll be the first to say that.
Thank you for giving me this time.
Okay,
I appreciate
fine.
It.
Okay, fine. Greg Valentine, there is a new development in professional wrestling. We'll have to wait and see what happens.